Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. Feel your hands warm. You are holding a ball of energy. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then, towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax and think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. That love pours into the ball in your hands. The energy ball grows warmer and bigger as you fill it with love. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart feels happy and warm, as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands out as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel the love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Now, picture the ones you love. Your family, your friends, animals, your school, your town, your country, or the earth. And hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, keeping your hands on your heart. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Thank you. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Thankful Dragon. Sunshine streamed into the cave and softly flickered across the dragon's eyes, waking the gentle creature. The dragon smiled, happy to start the day. As the dragon stretched, its tail unwound and lengthened. The dragon took a deep breath in and out. And admired its comfy cave. The paintings were still up from the dragon's art show. It had been fun showing the other animals all the other lands the dragon had discovered by following the sparkling solar train. The happy dragon thought it would be nice to have the animals visit again to show how much they were appreciated. Yes, a party to show thanks. And there was so much to be grateful for. The dragon decided to go for a little walk to think a bit more about this gratitude party. The dragon felt so grateful that the animals in the enchanted forest were kind to each other. Then, two toads slowly hopped across the dragon's path. It was Tanner and Tad. The kind dragon smiled, remembering the story of how Tanner and Tad first met. The two toads, now best friends, had almost missed out on that opportunity because Tanner had initially assumed Tad was ignoring him. The dragon felt thankful that Tanner paid close attention and discovered that Tad just couldn't hear. Now the two toads were inseparable. The dragon heard a little rustling in the bushes and felt something furry tickle its toes. Three fluffy bunnies smiled at the dragon. Hello, Ballet said, beaming as she danced across the path. The dragon was pleased to see how well the bunnies were getting along. Ballet was giving Bobby and Babette dancing lessons, and they were doing well, though not nearly as graceful as Ballet. The dragon smiled and watched the bunnies dance out of sight. A delightful melody circled the dragon, and the dragon looked up into the trees to find the source of the music. Carrie, the cardinal, sang and sang. With another reason to feel grateful, the dragon decided a party to thank the animals for their gifts would be wonderful. Continuing down the woodland path, the dragon enjoyed the sight of the trees swaying in the cool breeze. Colored leaves rained down, surrounding the dragon with red, orange, gold, and brown. The dragon realized the plants and trees in the enchanted forest were wonderful too. They protected the animals from the weather and gave many of them homes. How could the dragon thank them? The plants and trees wouldn't be able to leave their roots behind and come to the party. Surely there was something the dragon could do to show them appreciation. As the dragon thought, a sound trickled into its ear. It sounded like water rolling through the woods. The curious dragon followed the sound, carefully moving through the branches of the trees, as it grew louder and louder until there it was, a sparkling spring of fresh water. The creative dragon immediately had an idea after noticing a bucket-shaped rock sitting next to the spring. The dragon dipped the rock into the spring and lifted a bucket full of fresh, clean water. Then the dragon carried the water to a nearby tree and gently poured it on the ground around the trunk. The fresh spring water disappeared into the ground, and the tree's branches relaxed, happy to have the drink. The dragon smiled, knowing how to thank the plants and trees for their gifts. One by one, each plant and tree in the dragon's grove received fresh spring water to drink. The dragon knew it would take a while to thank all the plants and trees in the forest, but felt it was worth the effort. After a long day of watering the plants and trees, the dragon weaved its way back to the cozy cave. Stepping into the cave, the dragon yawned and stretched, looking forward to a nice nap. Slowly, the sleepy dragon crept back to the soft bed of moss and took a deep breath in and out. Curling its tail, grateful thoughts rolled through the peaceful dragon's mind. Thankful for the idea of having a party for all the animals, the little dragon could hardly wait to get started. Though exhausted, the dragon was grateful to have discovered an idea to thank the trees as well. Most of all, the dragon felt thankful to live in the enchanted forest with so many caring plants and animals. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, still hearing the sparkling water trickle from the fresh, clear spring. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.